us tonight and family. And so tonight we've got to show you a little bit of what we've been learning all week long, learning some of the songs. And also we have four teams, which I'm going to point out before we continue tonight. So right here, this is the 8 to 11-year-old girls. This is Team India! Right over here, very good. And then the younger, we don't say little, we say younger girls, right? This is Team Ireland right here. Very good. They've been very good all week long. We've had a great time. And then the younger 5 to 7-year-old boys over here, Team Liberia. Very good. And then we have the 8 to 11 boys, Team Brazil. Very good job. All right. So now we've come to the most important part of our night, our Bible lesson. And so tonight, once again, we're learning a different continent of the world. Now, what was night number one? What continent did we learn about 8 to 11 boys? What was it? Yes. First night. Nope. South America. Very good. All right. 5 to 7-year-old girls. All right. What was our second night? What did we learn about second night? What continent was second night? Tuesday night. Asia. Very good job. And then what was the third night? Yes. Africa. That's very good. Very good. If you didn't know, they can cheat right here. We got South America, Asia, Africa. And what was last night, younger boys? What was last night? What did we learn about? Yes, Paul, go ahead. Don't know? What was it? Europe, that's right, Europe. We learned about Ireland, actually. Brother Hallman taught us about that. And then this, tonight, what did we learn about? Mr. Larson talked to us about which state of the United States, which is on which continent? Austin. Alaska. So we learned about Alaska, which is the state of the United States, and what continent is that on? Girls, which continent is that? North America. So we haven't covered the entire world. All right, sit down. We haven't covered the entire world, but most of it. So we have our map here. Now, on the first day of VBS, we learned about something. Let's see, what did God do? I'm trying to remember here. Oh, my! I get so forgetful of things. What was it that happened? Do you think y'all can remember what happened on the first day of VBS that we talked about? What is it? Yes, what is it? What happened? Well, yeah, no, in the back there. Adam and Eve, okay, we talked about how God created the entire world, right? We looked at day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. But what happened on day number six? Girls, over here. Yes. God created mankind. Now, after all the other days, God said one word. What was it? After each day, it was... Y'all tell me, what is it? Well, that was on the sixth day, but what about all the other days? It was good. And then on the last day, day six, God said, after he was done with everything he had made, he said it was what? He said it was what? Very good. Now, let me ask you a question. I've been asking this all week. Are things very good today?
No.
Because what happened? I hear a sin cycle coming on. Very good. You know, a lot of us have a spin cycle on our washing machine, but we have a sin cycle that's built in. Adam and Eve, they were told to do something. They were told not to do something, and they did it. So what is that called? What do we call that? Sin. It's disobedience, right? We call that sin. And what's the penalty for sin? Death. That's right. The lake of fire. And what was our verse from day number one? Who can tell me what was it? Very good job. Excellent job. She gets a piece of candy for that right there. Excellent. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then on the second night, we learned about one of the particular sin cycle number four, about, and there's a picture of it right here. What was it? The Tower of Babel. Very good. And that happened 100 years after the flood. And man decided they were going to do something that God told them not to do. God told them to spread it all over the world, but they were all one language. There weren't different languages yet. And they all decided they were going to stay in one place. They were going to make a name for themselves. Is that a good thing? I hear a sin cycle coming on. Oh, they decided to build the city and build the tower, and then God came down and saw it, and was God happy with what he saw? No, he was not. And what happened? What did he do as a consequence? What did he do? Yes. That's right. He switched the language. The Bible says he confounded the languages. So everyone began to speak different languages. Then what happened to everybody after that? What happened? They dispersed, so they started moving, so they started here, they moved over here, and over here, here, then across the land bridges here, down here, in Australia, they went everywhere. And that's why we have different people in different places of the world that speak different languages. And here we are several thousand years later. Then on day number 3, now there was something that some of us have more or less of. Who remembers what that was? It was a big word. What is it? Yes, Princeton. What was it? Started with an M. Remember? No? You know it? What was it? Don't remember? How about some of the older girls over here? I've asked the boys a lot. Older girls, what was it? Priscilla, what was it? What's that? Melanin. So melanin is what colors our skin. Some people have less of it, like me. I don't have a whole lot. But then some people have more, right? Now, what people say, you know, that I'm white. Am I really white? Okay, some people call other people black. Are they really black? No. And that's not really a right way to say it, though that's what we say. And some people think they're better than somebody else because their skin is a little bit of a different color, or they look different, or they're taller, or they're stronger. Now, does God call that sin? Yes, he does. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that tonight. And God, the Bible says we're all of one what? Blood. We're all related, right? From Adam and Eve, then from Noah and his sons. We're all one big family. We don't even evolve from one group of people into another. That's what some people think. Well, some people evolved more than others. You know, how many have ever heard of a man named Hitler? Ever heard of him? He thought that those people over there had evolved more than other people. Is that sin? I hear a sin cycle coming on. That's sin. We're to love and care about everyone, doesn't matter what they look like, how much or how little melanin they have in their skin. We ought to love everyone the same. And that's exactly what we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going to be looking at a parable that Jesus taught. So we're done with our review for right now. But then, oh, wait a minute, I forgot about last night. What did we learn about last night? What did we learn about? Little girls? Younger girls. What did we learn about last night? Who remembers? Anybody remember? I remember something about a map. Oh, what was it? Boys, okay, we know. What was it? Benjamin, what was it? That's right, the roadmap of our life, and that we all have to come into a decision. We have to come to a stop sign when we hear about who? God, about Jesus Christ, because we have two ways we can go. We can go the way of Jesus is the only way to heaven. The Bible says that. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus didn't say he was a way. He said he was the way. Remember we talked about that? The only way. Now you could go to the broad way, which led to what? What was at the end of that broad way that had sin on it? What was at the end of that? It was a dead end. That's right. It was a dead end. And that ends up where? In the lake of fire. Right. But if we choose Jesus, and remember there was that gap in the road. Remember that? And the only way over that, what went over that? The cross. Whose cross? Jesus. Cross. Remember, he died on the cross to save us from our sin. Wow, you all learned a lot this week. You're doing an excellent job. And then we have to understand something. There was that yield sign. Remember that? Yield what? We have to stop and we have to yield our what? What are the bad things that we do? Sin. That's called repentance. In that we realize that our sin is sending us in the wrong direction. Remember, sin, sin, sin. And we have to understand that's what's sending us to the lake of fire. And we must yield and not want our sin anymore and trust Jesus to forgive us for our sin. That's very important. Now, tonight, we're going to learn about something Jesus taught. Now, what's this right here? What's this?
The Bible.
The Bible. Is this man's words?
Yes.
Whose words are these?
Jesus.
God's words. That's right. And we're going to look at some words of Jesus tonight. And there was a man that came up to Jesus. Now, this is found in the book of Luke in the New Testament. And somebody came up and asked Jesus a question. He was a lawyer. He knew a lot about the law. And he came up and asked Jesus a question. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He says, Jesus, how do I know I'm going to heaven? And he said to him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. He said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But verse 29, the lawyer didn't like the answer Jesus gave. But he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? So we're going to answer the question tonight, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Who are we to be kind to? Who are we to be loving to? Who are we to tell about Jesus? And that's a good question. Who is my neighbor? Well, then Jesus told that lawyer a story. It's called a parable. A parable is a story that Jesus told, but it teaches us something. It's a story that teaches, very much like I've been telling you this week. I've been telling you things about the Bible to teach you something, right? This is exactly what Jesus did. And he said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Oh, no. Man, this guy was having a bad day, wasn't he? He was traveling and he had robbers came out and they beat him, stole everything that he had, and left him for dead in the middle of the road. What was going to happen to this man? Isn't that sad? It's terrible that someone would do something like that. So was that sin those people did to him? They robbed him and they beat him and they stole everything. Is that sin?
Yes.
And you know what? There's a lot of people that get wounded by sin that need help. And you know what? You would think that he's on a big road. Someone's going to stop and help him, right? All right, so we're going to learn about three people that passed by him that day. So the first one we're going to hear. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now a priest, these were Jewish people, and so he worked in the temple, and you could think he was a preacher. And he would help with the sacrifices. He was a servant of God. And he followed the law, and he was an important man. He loved God, he said. But he saw this man, and then he passed by on the other side. Did he stop and help? No, he was a religious man, but did he stop and help? No, but then now we're going to learn about a second person. And likewise, a Levite. Now, a Levite was somebody who worked in the house of God. They made sure everything was clean. They made sure everything was set up. They worked in the temple. When he was at the place, came and looked on him. What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to stop? How many think he's going to stop? How many think he's not going to stop? Oh, about 50-50. We're going to find out what God's word says. And pass by on the other side. He saw him. He saw what was happening. He saw that he's laying there half dead. He's beaten. He's bleeding. And he's laying there half dead. I mean, I think if you saw someone laying in the street, we would stop and do something, right? Right? But this man, both of these people claimed they loved God and they worked for God, but they didn't stop. But a certain Samaritan. Now, I've got to tell you about this man, a Samaritan. Now, these were Jewish people. Now, Samaria was just to the south part of Israel, and the Samaritans were a little different. The Jewish people did not like them. They weren't allowed to talk to them. You know what they called the Samaritans? They called them half-breeds. Because they had married some people they weren't supposed to marry, that God said don't, and so they did not like them, and they wouldn't even help them. They wouldn't talk to them. Jewish people wouldn't even travel through their cities. And so they called them dogs, all kinds of nasty things. Now, I hear a sin cycle coming on. So is that right, that those, that the Jewish people hated them like that and called them nasty names? Is that right? No. But here comes a Samaritan. So he's from Samaria. He's one of the people that the Jewish people didn't like. And so he sees this man lying in the street. Now, if anybody, now how many think he's going to stop? How many think he's not going to stop? Because if anybody had an excuse not to stop, it would be him. Man, hey, you know, these people, they don't care about me. They don't love me. They hate me. They spit on me. I'm not going to go help them. And look at this guy. He's laying in the street. He got beaten by robbers. Man, he's just getting what he deserves. I don't care about him. I'm going on my way. You know what? We would understand why he would think he would do that, right? Because isn't that what we want to do on the inside when people are mean and nasty to us? But what are we going to read here? As he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Compassion's a big word, but compassion means that he felt sorry for this guy. So what if I was lying there in the street? Would I want someone to help me? Yes, we would. If we were lying in the street, beaten and dying, would we want someone to help us, take us to the hospital, call an ambulance, right? We'd want that. And this man, he thought that he had compassion on him. It didn't matter that these people, that his people hated him, but he saw a person. He didn't see where he was from. He didn't see what he looked like. He saw a person that needed help. And you know what he did? He stopped and helped him. And went to him and bound up his wounds. See here, he stopped. He bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast. So he put him on his own donkey there and brought him to an inn and took care of him. See, there's the inn up on the hill. He took him there and he took care of him, nursed him back to health because they didn't have hospitals back then, and took care of him. And then he asked the innkeeper, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Here's a question for it, and you tell me the answer. So the question is, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Now that priest, the first one that came by, was he that man's neighbor? He was, but did he act like one? No, he didn't. That Levite, was that Levite that man's neighbor? Yes, he was. Now did he act like one? But the Samaritan, was he that man's neighbor? Yes, he was. And did he act like it? Yes, he did. Did it matter to him what that man looked like? Did it matter to him what his people had called him and done to him? Did it matter? No, he had loving kindness. And you know what? If we know Jesus, if we have Jesus in our heart, we're going to want to love and help people. We're not going to want to hate people and say nasty things to people. You know, this week, we could have used a lot more kindness this week and love. Oh, we had a lot of fighting about some things, right? Were you treating someone like they're your neighbor? No, we had some of that. I hear a sin cycle coming on. So is being unkind a sin? Yes. Is not loving somebody sin? Yes, it is. But you know what? If we have Jesus in our heart, it can change all of that. You know what we're to do? We're to be like this good Samaritan. God calls believers to treat others with kindness and respect. It doesn't matter what they call you or what they say to you. And Jesus, look, and we'll look at Matthew chapter 5, and I'm going to show you something that Jesus taught. And it doesn't make sense to the way we feel sometimes. But right here in Matthew chapter 5, it's called the Beatitudes. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, means call you nasty names, and persecute you, that means put you in jail and beat you just because you're a Christian, you believe in God, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. They're going to lie about you, say nasty things about you, beat you. Man, if someone hits us, man, we're going to hit them back, right? Oh, that's what we want to do, but is that right? The Bible says no. Oh, but that doesn't make any sense, does it? That doesn't make sense. Well, I want to hit somebody back. Well, if we have Jesus in our heart, we're not going to hit them back. We're going to love them. And you know what? We need to pray for those that are our enemies, people that don't like us. We need to pray for them. We need to love them, because maybe one day your enemy is going to be in trouble. They're going to be in trouble. Someone that hates you, they're going to be in trouble. And are you going to help them? Just like this good Samaritan helped his enemy, he helped him. And that's what Jesus wants us to do, is to love and care about other people. And that brings us to our animal pal for tonight. This is Racer the Roadrunner. How many ever seen a Roadrunner? Did you know? I got a secret. You ready for this? Ready for a secret? Y'all ready for a secret? Yeah. There is a Roadrunner that lives behind the church. And back in the field, there's a Roadrunner that lives back there. I haven't seen him this year yet, but there's a Roadrunner that lives back there. Don't go looking for him. You'll never catch him. But he does live back there. But he is to remind us about something, that we're to race around, going as fast as we can, racing here and racing over here and racing over here and telling as many people as we can about Jesus. Remember we talked about that last night? Going home and telling your mom and your dad, telling your brothers and your sisters, telling the friends on your street, telling friends at school. I know you're not in school right now, but if you're friends that you hang out with during the summer, you race around and tell as many people as you can about Jesus and what Jesus did for you. That's our job as Christians. You know what Christians means? Those that are like Jesus Christ. Little Christ, we're a copy of what Christ did here on earth, and we're to do exactly what he did for us. And that brings us to our verse tonight. If God so loved us. Now, did God love us a lot? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Bible says, greater love hath no man than this. There's no greater love than this. And a man laid down his life for his friends. Even though we were sinning, even though we were doing wrong, did Jesus die for our sin? Yes, he did. Is that a lot of love? How many of you would be willing to die for somebody else's wrongdoing? You didn't do it, but you'd be willing to do it. You know, raise your hand, but think about it. You know what? We can raise our hand really quick, but then when it comes time for that, we're like, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. We like to live, right? But Jesus didn't care about his life. He cared about each and every person in here tonight and loved you so much that he died for you. Because God so loved us, and if we've accepted that love and accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior to save us from our sin, then we ought to love one another. Love each other. Why should we be hating each other? No. Should we be talking nasty to each other? No. Should we be doing nasty things, hitting one another? Should we be doing that? No. Should we be being kind? Yes. Should we be helping other people? Yes. Should we be telling other people about Jesus and how they can be saved too? Right? We can do that. And not only here at home, but there's people all over the world. There's boys and girls in South America and in Asia and in Africa and in Europe, even here in the United States and Canada or Mexico, that they've never heard about Jesus. Did you know that there are some kids even in this town that have never heard of Jesus before? I've met them. They've never heard of Jesus before. Maybe some of you have never heard about Jesus until you came to VBS this week. You need to be runners. Remember, we're talking about the incredible race. And when you are in a race, you're running, going as fast as you can. And we only have a little bit of time on this earth. You know, 50, 60 years is not a long time. The Bible says our life is but a vapor. You know, ever seen steam coming off water with boiling? You know how it goes up? You know, you see it for a second, and then a moment, it's gone? That's how long our life is. That's what God says. It's just here for a moment, and it's gone. And we need to go as fast as we can, racing from here to here, telling people about Jesus. Are you willing to do that? Maybe this week you've heard some things about this. You've heard a lot about this. You've heard a lot about this, about being saved. But the last two nights you've heard a lot about telling other people about it. And maybe you've been here this week and you heard about South America. You heard about Belize. Miss Chelsea told us about her country, Belize, and how people need to hear about Jesus there. And then you heard from Miss Esther about India and how so many millions and billions of people need to hear about Jesus in India, in Asia. And then you heard from me about Ghana and Africa, how they need to hear about Jesus. You heard from Mr. Hallman about Ireland and how they need to hear about Jesus, that there is only, remember last night, that this whole room was Ireland, only one person or two would be saved. All the rest would be lost. And on the way to the lake of fire, only two would be saved. That's sad. Don't they need someone to go and tell them about Jesus? Maybe God's going to send you. Maybe God's going to tell you. God's going to tell in your heart, I want you to go. And when you get older, when you graduate high school, that you go and tell other people about Jesus.